Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Swasht Nari Sashakt Parivar and 8 Rashtriya Poshan Ma campaigns today at Dhar in Madhya Pradesh. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and launch several other initiatives and address the gathering. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also transfer funds under the Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana directly into the bank accounts of eligible women across the country. Mr. Modi will launch the Suman Shaki Chatbot to raise awareness on maternal and child health. Nagaland will join the rest of the country today in launching the Swasht Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan health campaign focused on providing essential services for women and children. The campaign will continue on October 2. Chief Minister Nipiria will launch the state-level campaign in Kohima. He will virtually inaugurate the integrated public health laboratories at the district hospitals in Dimapur and Mon on the occasion. The Chief Minister will also flag off ambulances, hearse vans and rapid response team vehicles for the state. The Nagaland Board of School Education has once again directed all affiliated schools to ensure mandatory implementation of the automated Permanent Academic Account Registry ID, APAR ID, as the primary student identifier. We have a report.
Schools are required to assign a valid APAR ID to every enrolled student through the official UDISE-enabled portal. All academic and co-curricular records, including transfers and assessments, must be mapped to this ID. The NBSE stated that compliance must be completed before final term registrations begin for the 2025-2026 academic session. Schools have also been advised to refer to the NBSE notification issued on January 28, 2025 for detailed guidelines, timelines and support. The board warned that non-compliance could result in delays in record processing, exam registration and other academic activities. Karhar, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The Rengma Selozi, RSZ, and the Western Sumi Youth Front, WSYF, have highlighted urgent need for restoring and developing the Kohima-Dimapur Road via Jadima Tsoging Newland. In a joint statement, the two organizations stated that the road, which serves as the only viable alternative route connecting Kohima and Dimapur, has long been neglected despite its immense utility. They pointed out that, unlike the main highway, the Jadima Tsoging Newland Road has the potential to serve as an all-season road that could significantly ease the heavy traffic congestion between the state's capital and its commercial hub. However, its current deplorable condition has rendered it unusable, causing immense hardship to commuters, transporters, and the general public who rely on this route. The RSZ and WSYF have strongly appealed to the concerned department to take immediate cognizance of the issue and initiate necessary measures for its restoration. The two organizations further demanded that the government, through the relevant department, prioritize the repair, upgrading and preparation of the Jadima Tsoging Newland Road without delay. The Bharatiya Janata Party will organize service fortnight, Sewa Pakwara, across the country from today on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. The Sewa Pakwara will continue till the 2nd of October, the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi and Lal Bahadur Shastri. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has transformed India into a global climate champion.
From being seen as a developing nation with growing energy needs, India has fast risen to become a global climate champion. In the last 11 years, from conserving forests to championing climate justice, from solar rooftops to green mobility, India is proving that growth and sustainability can go hand in hand. At the COP21 in Paris, India pledged to achieve 40% installed clean energy capacity by 2030. But rising to its commitment, the country achieved the target in 2021, 9 years ahead of schedule. During his visit to the United States in September last year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that India has 17% of the world's population and its carbon emissions are less than 4%.
दुनिया की 17% पॉपुलेशन होने के बावजूद ग्लोबल कार्बन एमिशन में भारत की हिस्सेदारी सिर्फ 4% है दुनिया को बर्बाद करने में हमारा कोई रोल नहीं है
The country also launched the Global Life Movement, that is, Lifestyle for Environment, a call to adopt simple, sustainable choices in daily life. With bold commitments and real action, India is not just participating in the global climate dialogue, it is shaping it.
And with the next generation GST reforms, the government has provided major relief to the farmers by reducing taxes on tractors and its components. The government has brought down the GST on agricultural equipment like tractors, harvesting machinery and composting machines from 12% to 5%, marking a significant step in the agricultural sector. While the GST on tractor components has been slashed to 5% from the previous 18%. These GST reforms will ease the financial burden of farmers by lowering the cost of essential equipment and also help in boosting agricultural productivity. The new tax rates will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.